going to speak tonight for a few minutes. It's called Your Giant's Going Down. And tonight I want to turn your attention in the Bible account of the giant Goliath. Probably most of you have heard it since you were three or younger. And kind of think in your mind about the giant. He was something else. He was probably came from a family of big women, big men. They were large, tall. Kind of think about that. His family reunion get together, everybody would have been pretty tall, pretty big. And he was probably pretty rough at school growing up. He was probably the bully at recess. Nobody probably messed with him. Teachers probably stayed away and steal their lunch money. He was probably regarded just because of his height. And tonight we're going to have a show you. We're going to have Nolan's coming up here. And he's going to kind of give you an idea. Nah, Nolan said he hasn't worked out in a year. I'm going to guess Giant Goliath worked out. When you come over in the ladder, it says in the Bible that he was huge at 9'6". Now, Nolan's going to climb the ladder, put his head at the ceiling, and that's 9 foot. So, the giant was taller than that. No, you're not going any higher. You're standing right there. Now, the giant was ferocious, and he wanted to terrorize his enemy. So, you know, you guys probably studied, he's got a big sword, he's got a helmet. He looks pretty rough. I didn't want to roughen up Nolan too much tonight. But he did have a huge spear. And this is a sinking spear. Now, it says in the Bible, the tip of the spear had a big point on it, right? It was a big weight, probably, I don't know, flint, whatever they would steal. It weighed 15 pounds. So I told Nolan, he's like, 15 pounds is nothing. But I said, if you put 2 gallons of milk on the end of it, think about 2 gallons of milk, how heavy that is. Put that on the end, because that's about 15 pounds. And then try throwing it at someone. Most of you know that it's just going to flop. You're going to have... So this was probably quite a man, 15 pounds. Now we need a David. So I'm going to have Nikiah. Nikiah is about 22, the same age as David was. Healthy looking young man. Now he's going to stand over here because I don't want Goliath to be tempted. But you can just kind of visualize in your mind they're a little more tougher looking than they are. Goliath had quite an attitude problem. The Bible says he'd been fighting since his youth. So since he was David's age over here, Goliath over here had been probably groomed to fight. That was his whole means of life, was just to fight. He was ferocious. He probably sparred with trainers. He probably got some newbies in the army, and he was like, hey, let's practice a little bit. And he'd probably get that 15-pound tip spear around and joust with them, got a sword out. For 40 days, he would come out before the Israelites, and he would start screaming. Most of you know the story about the Israelites. They'd come down, they'd all line up, and then the Philistines would come up, and they would line up, and then every morning, every night, he would stand there, and he would yell, why have you come out to line up for battle?
Why haven't you come out to line up for battle?
Am I not a Philistine and you the servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourself and let him come down to me. Well, he had to yell. I mean, you got to imagine because he's quite a distance away. And we know what the Israelites would do. They would hightail it back home. So for 40 days, they would, any man brave enough? Any man? No. Anybody been checking on his sword skills? And that big man over there, that Goliath, is tough. He's tall. We know that everything about him was just better than us. And we know that David showed up. He came over here. He brought some food supplies for his three oldest brothers. And he went on to defeat the giant as a young man. David, why don't you just give us a quick show of how you did it? Here he goes. He swung his sling round and round, and up the stone went. Don't want to get back to your seat. We don't want to go that far. But appreciate, just kind of imagine someone that big walk in the room. You know their shoulders going to be huge, their legs are going to be huge, their muscles, thank you very much, David. They're just going to be very impressive. If you've ever been anywhere and someone walks through the door, you have to duck their head down and just immediately your eyes go to them. So Goliath would have been very imposing. In this defeat of Goliath encouraged the Israelites so much. What happened? What happened after Goliath was defeated? They chased the Philistines, they killed them, and then they went back and they looted their camp. They went through all their stuff and they got everything out they wanted. And so for 40 days before this, the Israelites had been scared little guys. They had been hiding home in their tents. They didn't have nothing to do with the Philistines. But now here they are, they're strengthened, they're encouraged by one little act. They kind of remembered what it was like to have God in their sight. It's kind of what I was thinking. Now, have any of you in here ever heard of Sippy and Llama? Lami and Sippy? Now, this is in the Bible, but Lami was Goliath's giant brother. And we know that Goliath had several other giant brothers, because the Bible mentions a few other giants in the Bible. But one of David's nephews was so encouraged by Goliath being killed that later on, he goes out, he battles a giant, enemy giant. They had six fingers, six toes. He must have been quite a man. And we know that the Israelites killed Sippy, they killed Mami. They were defeated after David killed Goliath. By young David trusting in God, other people realized that their giants could be overcame. They realized that just because they're a big person, they're just a big situation, they can be stopped. That's why you always have the David and Goliath stories, right? You always hear about the football team that hasn't lost in 10 years and the little tiny central school that has just a small population overcomes them, beats them. It's constantly through history. Tonight we need to learn a quick lesson from David. We're all going to be facing giants in our life. What's giants in our lives? What is the giant in your life? Probably not a big guy in your valley screaming at you every day. Because if that's happened, you guys probably need to stop and call the cops. But your giants are going to be something a little different. Maybe uncertainty. I hate not knowing what's going to go on. And going to new places. Going to new schools. Going to a new job. Maybe getting a new house. Moving. So many stresses. Moving, friends, different friends. Some of you here have had to move. It's very difficult. You worry about it. You think about it. Death, people passing away. One of my friends just passed away on Saturday, and we'll be a pallbearer for him Friday. And we spent an hour today just talking about it in a group of us. It's a very stressful time for some people. Family crises, anxiety, depression. What is your giant? Probably something I mentioned there probably doesn't seem to be, but maybe you're going to have a future giant. A future situation in your life. Maybe bills you can't pay. Careers that won't move forward. A past you can't get past. Grades that you can't make. You need to stop with the giant right there and say, all right, I'm scared to death of this situation, but I want to convert this fear of this situation. You guys saw the giant Goliath up here. David didn't see him as a giant. He saw him as something different. He saw him as a way to trust his faith in God. And the way you have to look at it is a little different. And there's a song that I've heard, many of you probably heard, it's called Stand Still, Let God Move. And sometimes in life, there's some giants in our way. And sometimes I would advise you, sometimes just take some time, get with the Lord, wait upon the Lord, and things will change. The giant won't look so quite so massive. Now, some of us are going to be going through trials in our life. There's going to be 40 days and 40 nights of just this huge giant up here yelling and screaming at us, calling and making fun of your gods. He's going to ask you what you're doing right here. He's going to be yelling at you. David saw the giant differently than his brothers saw him. His three brothers were there. They were lined up for 40 days. And along comes David, and he sees that giant a little bit differently. Three things about David. David was smaller than the giant. You guys saw how much smaller David was than the giant up here. His brothers were against him. Sometimes in life, the people around you, your brothers, your sisters, your spiritual family, they're going to be against you. They're going to say, you can't buy that house. They're going to say, you guys' marriage won't last. You ever heard that before? They're going to say some things about you. You're going to go to school. Just like David's brothers, they're saying, what are you doing? You can't fight. You don't even have any armor. And some things are going to be difficult in life. And why do your brothers say that? Why are they against you sometimes? Well, sometimes they've been there before than you. Sometimes they maybe have experience and they're like, no, David, you don't understand the situation. You're a lot smaller. But get a hold of the Lord, and that's exactly what David did. Let the Lord guide you. And number three was David was all alone. He was all alone in the situation. You don't read about him taking six people with him and fighting Goliath. We find that he was all alone. I'm going to guess the army, Israeli army, stayed back. They weren't egging him on. They're like, what is going on? But we find that, number one, God was bigger than that giant. I said David was smaller than the giant, but God was bigger than the giant. Number two, God was for him. His brothers were against him, but God was for him. And lastly, he wasn't all alone. We know that God was with him. We've got to make the decision that I'm living for God instead of living for myself. It's so easy to think about, man, I go out there and fight this giant physically, everybody's going to say, man, you are one tough cookie. I can't believe that you've done this. I can't believe you've done that, your situation. But instead of that, just say, Lord, what's your will? I want to get through this. God, what can you do for me? What can I do for you, God? I've been living my life, what others people do for me. Now I want to know what I can do for you. I'm going to change the perspective. And can you imagine David going out there trying to get a glory? Man, Saul's going to know who I am. I'm going to get married Saul's daughter. I'm going to get more riches than you can believe. That's the other thing. I think all the debt that David's parents owed was going to be forgiven. Whoever could kill Saul was going to become quite, or kill Goliath was going to be quite the man. You don't ever hardly read about David worrying about that. He was more worried about someone cursing the name of God because he came against them in the name of the Lord God Almighty. So we want to change our views of the giants in our life from David's brother's views to David's views. And they saw the height. They saw his head clear up against the ceiling. They're like, wow, that guy is enormous. They saw no way around it. The problem wouldn't go away. Probably some of you in here tonight have had problems that drag on and drag on and drag on. It seems like it's been going on for a long time. I don't know what the situation may be, but Goliath would not leave for 40 days. He was there yelling and screaming. When we finally do get through the situation, we forget how bad it was oftentimes. The relief is there. If any of you ever had a really bad headache, you can't focus on anything else because it's just so overwhelming. But when it's gone, you don't say, wow, that headache was terrible. You just kind of forget about it as time goes on until you get another headache and you realize how bad that headache was. And then you're calling upon the Lord again. And the same way with exams and tests. I don't know if any of you have ever had really tough finals or tough classes. And boy, when you finally finish that class, finally finish that last exam, just the wave of relief that comes over you, it's just like, wow. Whew, I can relax for a week. I can finally calm down or whatever, however the time it is. Maybe the interview was stressful. I had an interview today. It's kind of building up a little bit this morning, just the stress level. And goes over, it's fine, it's gone again. It's just, we forget how bad the giant, how big that giant was. But I want you guys to think about, when you're in the situation, remember the last time you had a headache, the last job interview, the last time you had a situation that God brought you through it. That's exactly what happened to the other Israelites. I told you that killed Lami and, oh, I can't remember the other one's name. Sippy and Lami. Because the Israelites had saw what David had done. They said it could be done. And they got grew encouragement from it. And they conquered it. They were able to go forward. So quickly, in the midst of our trial or our situation, we forget about past trials we've gone through. We think only the giant ahead of us. David came running at that giant. It says he ran at Goliath. He was over here. His head was up there. What was he thinking about? He thought, oh, I've killed a lion before. Oh, I've killed a bear before. If I brought a lion, a bear, and a big man in here, which one would you guys be more scared of? Probably the lion, the big man, probably not so much. We've seen big men before. We're not quite as scared of maybe a lion or a bear. Because they're wild. They're animals. They're different than us. So I want you guys to take encouragement from past victories. Let it help us in our future battles. Maybe take someone else's example. Someone's testified at church recently, and they came through a situation. They came through something that was a giant in their life. Hey, they've done it. I could do it. They had an overwhelming situation, and they were able to get through it. Take encouragement. Teachers in life, you guys, most of you had instructors. Most of them have wanted you guys to succeed. Most of you have had instructors who want you to do well. Probably 99% of them want you to pass the class. Probably all of you can think about the 1%. But teachers want you to succeed. They don't want to see anybody fail. And I've been in classes where instructors will review the entire exam. Maybe like, hey, tomorrow we're going to have a test or situation, and let's go over it the day before, right? They help you. They want you not to fail. And then sometimes they'll say, hey, all right, we're going to go ahead and pass out the test, the quiz. You guys have all weekend to finish it. You can use your books. You can use anything you want. It's a take-home test, exam, and you can open your, use your books. You can use your whatever you want. And yet you see some people come back in maybe the next week, the next day, and they don't do very well. They don't pass. They fail. Why? Because they didn't use their book. They didn't use their resources. And that's the way it is in the Christian life. It's like God's given us an open book test. He's like, all right, you guys can go home. You guys each have your Bible. You each have resources. You can call a friend. You can call the youth leader. You can text someone. You guys have so many means of getting help. You guys are not fighting the giants alone. It may feel like it. Some of you maybe aren't real good communicators. Some of you don't like to use your resources. And maybe you'll fail a little bit more. And as you get mature, you get older, you see, hey, I need help. I can't do this like I used to be able to. Philippians 4:6 says, trust God. Do not be anxious about anything. Ooh, that's easy to say. But do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Give them to God. It's a good scripture. Don't be anxious, because every one of you probably are anxious. Some of you are anxious to get out of here. Probably some of you need to start praying for me. Good. Nobody's praying. All right. A couple last points. Just delight yourself, and he will give the desires of your heart. We know that David delighted himself in the will of God. He delighted himself. What does that mean? He means he did what God wanted him to do. He wasn't worried about himself. He wanted himself to be in the will of God. And how do you guys in here tonight delight yourself in the will of God? First thing is pray. I'm going to pray. So I have two flowers here tonight. And which one is dead? The left one or the right one? Yeah, they're both dead. You can see they're both dead. One of them may look better than the other. And tonight I want you guys to think about, some of you in here tonight are probably the dead dead, and you know it. You haven't been talking to the Lord. You haven't prayed in a while. You're pretty dead. But some of you in here tonight don't know it, but you're dead. You think you look all right. You think you're doing okay. Make sure you start talking to the Lord, because that's how you're going to delight yourself in the Lord, is praying, getting a hold of the Lord. These two flowers here are both dead, and I don't want you guys to end up as the dead, dead one. You need to get your life back connected back with the Lord. Number two is have faith. Have faith that God can move in your situation. Whatever it may be, you need to move forward in that faith. Let the Lord operate your faith. Say, Lord, I'm trusting you. I'm going to go forward in the situation. And then you need to trust him. Trust him. The situation to take care of yourself. And that's how you're going to delight yourself in the Lord. Talking to the Lord, getting a hold of him, trusting him. And when you guys get close to the Lord tonight, he's going to change you from the inside out. You're going to see a difference. And when he changes you from the inside out, your desires are going to change. I read that scripture about the Lord giving your desires to your heart. When you start getting close to the Lord, your desires are going to change. You're not going to want to do the same things you wanted to, and he's going to start giving you your desires. And also, your giants don't look so overwhelming. They don't look quite so tall. They don't look like their head was rubbing the ceiling when he was up here. His sword doesn't look quite so ferocious. God can bring other situations to your mind. He can bring other situations, like, think about Lami. They met that new giant, and they're like, we can beat that Lami, because they killed Goliath. Wasn't too long ago, they defeated Goliath. We can do it. And same way with you. You're going to say, hey, I can do this situation. So-and-so had the same exact situation, or the similar situation. They came through it. I'm going to come through it. And the Lord is going to grant your desire. If you get close to the Lord, he's going to grant your desires in your heart. If you trust God, delight yourself, it's going to work out for you. He's going to let you overcome your giant. David was a man after God's own heart. Can you say, instead of David was a man of God after his own heart, can you say, I am a man after God's own heart? I'm a person who's after God's own heart. I want what the Lord wants. I don't want what I want anymore. I want what the Lord's want. If so, then with God's help, your giant's going to go down in defeat, and you're going to become victorious. So I believe that this is a good lesson for young people here tonight. I'm not sure who's going through a situation, maybe a giant situation in your mind, something that's overwhelming, that's been going on for quite some time. But I believe with the Lord's help, your giant is about ready to go down. You're going to have victory. You're going to have a testimony. You're going to have something to share with others who are going to be going through the same situation that you're going through right now in years to come, weeks to come, months to come. So, all right, that's been my thought tonight. Hopefully it's been some encouragement to every one of you. I know some of you probably aren't thinking of anything in your life that's tough right now or overwhelming. But hopefully sometime in life, this message will come back to you. Think about the giant. He was very, very imposing. He was standing over here, and we saw the little tiny David. There was no way they could ever fight each other in real life. But with God's power, he's able to overcome it.